Saga Egmont presents Snatched by Gillian Jackson. Read by Annie Aldington. This book is dedicated to Natalia Tanchak, whose positivity and sense of humour in adversity is inspirational. Chapter 1. February the 3rd, 1988. A late-night phone call to her colleague sent a thrill of excitement shooting through Helen. After 3 weeks on the job, and barely any time out of the office, newbie social worker Helen Hannah relished being on call under the supervision of Valerie Chapman. Secretly, Helen longed for excitement, something to get her out of her allocated dusty cramped cubicle and away from the endless boring paperwork. It seemed her prayers were finally answered. The call, which was to initiate her to the seedier side of life, was from a concerned neighbour. A possible child left at home alone, Valerie explained, grabbing her coat and heading for the door, a deep frown on her face. The police will meet us at the scene. Helen scurried after her and shivered as the biting wind gusted around them. By 11:30 p.m, the two women arrived at the address they'd been given, to be greeted by an irate neighbour who threw out accusations like confetti. The council housing estate was one Valerie was all too familiar with. Many of her clients lived there. The house in question was in complete darkness, but the neighbour insisted children were inside.
That cow doesn't deserve to have kids. She leaves them to fend for themselves while she's off with her latest fella.
Valerie was already peering through the letterbox, calling out to anyone who might be inside. For a few moments, there was silence, broken only by the insistent neighbour instructing them as to what they should be doing. Her raucous voice and colourful language did nothing to ease the situation, and if children were inside, they'd probably be more afraid of this woman than of being alone. Then, finally, a faint noise, a sob from within, confirmed the presence of at least one child. Valerie spoke softly through the letterbox, while flapping her arm behind her to keep the neighbour away.
"Hello, sweetheart. My name's Valerie. Are you okay in there?"
Silence. Then another muffled sob.
"Can you come to the door and tell me your name?"
The police arrived during this rather one-sided conversation. Valerie stood and turned towards the two men who exited the car.
"I'm pretty certain there's a child inside, and most probably alone."
The officers made an immediate decision to forcibly enter the property. Valerie spoke through the letterbox once more, to warn the child of what would happen.
"There are two policemen with me, and they're going to open the door so we can come in, okay? Can you hear me, sweetheart? It might be noisy, so stand well back, and we'll be with you in a minute."
A minute was all it took to force the flimsy lock, allowing the police to enter the house. Valerie and Helen were close behind, aware that the police needed to perform an on-the-spot risk assessment, but anxious for the child, who must be frightened by their presence. The first officer flicked a light switch in the lobby, but nothing happened.
"No money in the meter, I should think."
He produced a torch from his jacket, while his colleague went back to the car to switch on the headlights and turn the vehicle around to face the house. A tiny lobby housed a staircase, a door to the right, presumably the living room, and a door facing, which probably led to a kitchen. As Helen's eyes took in the layout of the rooms, her nostrils were filled with a sickening smell, which nearly caused her to retch. Valerie glanced over her shoulder and smiled wryly at the younger girl.
"You'll get used to it. Dirty nappies."
The police officer opened the first door, where the sparsely furnished small square room was flooded with light from the car headlights. Two small children huddled in a corner, like frightened animals, blinking against the blinding light. The officer swept the room with his eyes before giving Valerie the okay to approach the children.